B-Pod Studios.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Darren, you sent us a Facebook message. It said that you need to check up on your girlfriend, Elise, over a dog?
Yeah. A dog.
You think your girlfriend's right. cheating on you with a dog? That's interesting. Well, you know, they are cute.
No, not exactly. So, like, she had this dog for a little bit now, like 5 or so months. She's been out of town, and I was out walking the dog. And then this, you know, it's safe to say a good-looking dude, like, comes up and is like, oh, hey, Roscoe. And I was just like, you know Roscoe? And he's like, oh, yeah, of course I know Roscoe. And how casual it was a little weird.
Well, hold on a second. Roy, you live in an apartment building.
Yeah.
I mean, people are friendly and know dogs.
I think I know people's dogs more than I know them.
Yeah, people would know Callie.
Yeah.
I think we're going to need more than that, Darren.
Yeah, so I was taking the dog out, and he kind of got away from me, and the dog went to this dude's apartment, and it just wasn't coincidence. Like, he was sniffing, like, he knows this apartment, he's been in this apartment. It just really like, sitting, looking at the door, waiting to go into the apartment. Like, this was, he's been there before.
You think she's taking really her dog over to this neighbor's apartment and cheating on you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
100%.
Huh. I mean, maybe they're just friends. Like, why would you? I don't know.
But wouldn't he know that her friends?
Well, yeah, that's true.
I feel like she would have said something.
Yeah. I mean, Callie has, like, a path, man. Like, she kind of knows where we're going. So she knows right where my apartment is. And
well, okay, so hang on. Have you guys been out of town together, maybe? Or, like, a time where you couldn't watch the dog for her, and maybe he's watched the dog for her before?
No. Not at all, because she hasn't had the dog that long. It's only been a few months, and we haven't been away together while she's had this dog.
All right, let's dial her up. Do you know the guy's name at all?
I think it's Chris.
Okay. If she sends it to Chris. If it's not you, we'll find out who it is, okay? Yeah. But don't say anything until we find out what she puts on the card. Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Elise.
Yeah, this is she.
Hi, Elise. My name is Jennifer. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And the reason for my call today is to let you know that we just started a brand new romantic division of our company where we're giving away free dinner dates for two people to share. And I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest.
Oh, and somebody tagged me on Instagram.
Yeah, we're doing a little giveaway. So would you be interested in sharing this romantic dinner date with someone?
Was it Lily? Was it Lily the one who tagged me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Okay, well, that's really nice. I'm kind of busy right now, so can I just give you the information real quick so I can get back to work?
Yeah, sure. I just need the name of the person you want to share it with, and then if you want us to let them know something, we'll deliver a little message when we call them to let them know that you're sharing it.
Cute. Okay. Okay, if you could send it to a guy named Chris, just tell him the note can say something like, to my stud 2 doors down, this is kind of cheesy, but this is like an inside joke of ours. But could you also write, "You rock my world"?
Okay, so.
Hey, Elise.
Hello?
It's Darren.
Your boyfriend.
What's up?
He's at the flower shop? What?
No, this is not the flower shop. This is a radio segment called War of the Roses. It's where we catch cheaters. You're on the Mandy Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
What the heck is this?
You ever heard of the Mandy Roy and the Rim Morning Show? Kiss 95.1?
No.
That's good. Well, we are in the business of busting cheaters when someone thinks they're being cheated on. And we need to know what's going on with you and Chris.
Yeah, I mean, this looks a lot worse than it is, honestly.
Really?
I feel really bad.
It looks pretty bad.
It looks really bad. I know that. I know that. And I feel really bad. Darren, I really, if you could pick up my phone when I call you in a second, because I'll explain everything. I think, right. Like, once I explain everything, you'll be able, like, sorry, I'm so confused now.
Why not explain it now?
Well, I don't really want to air everything out on the radio. I think I've already been, like, kind of called out and embarrassed enough, and this is just something between me and Darren. I think this is just a misunderstanding. If you could just listen to what I have to say, I think there's still, like, hope for us.
And we think that Roscoe, your dog, doesn't lie.
Oh, I don't understand what that means.
Yeah, Chris knew Roscoe when I was letting him out when you were out of town recently, and Roscoe went and was, like, sitting at his door and sniffing around, and clearly Roscoe has been over at Chris's. Just with everything adding up. So I just think and you, along with Roscoe, have been over there and just getting your world rocked, I guess. Yeah. I think I'm done.
I don't know. I'm really sorry. But you okay? Fine. I guess you caught me, but now I'd like to explain myself in private. So I'm going to.
So you are admitting to cheating. You are admitting to cheating.
I'm not admitting to. I plead the fifth, and Roscoe might have to go back to the adoption agency.
Oh, come on.
Oh, what?
Wow.
All right. Darren, are you going to take her call off the air, or are you done?
No, I'm done.
I'm about to rescue Roscoe.
I'll take Roscoe because he's a true dude.
Okay.
He'll look out for people.
Elise, it sounds like you got a lot of soul searching to do.
Yeah, okay, cool. Congratulations. Thanks, guys.
Well, good. Yeah, I'm glad you cheated on a good man in Darren. Okay, thanks.
Oh, like, you know who he is. Go
okay.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.